a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome back, y'all. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big welcome from me and all of our listeners to Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Good to have you back, Ben. The countdown begins. We're 7 days out, and I do not know what the heck just happened at Madison Square Garden on Sunday. At unforced error of unforced errors in campaigning, who didn't Donald Trump offend on Sunday? What do you make of it? And should the vice president deal with this at her? Should she address it? And if so, how much, when she gives her closing argument, if you will, this evening at the Ellipse?
What we saw in Madison Square Garden was a campaign that is positive it's going to win, that is taking the mask off. And that made plain to everybody what they think of, you know, everyone who doesn't look and pretend to pray like Donald Trump. So this was attacks on Puerto Rico, on Jews, on Palestinians, on women, on our vice presidential nominee, on Black people, on just about everybody. And it wasn't just that one comedian. It was speech after speech, including Trump talking about the enemy within.
Again.
Again. After, you know, his own staff have been saying that he would try to lead as a dictator. This is just who he is. This is who he is. This is what he wants to do.
I've got Go ahead, Ben.
The closing message in this campaign, it's freedom, democracy, and opportunity for middle class and working folks across this country. And freedom, democracy, and opportunity, that has been our message all the way through. It's what won in 2022. It's what's going to win now. And Trump's message is, if you're different, I hate you. And that I don't know. Doesn't seem like the way that you add to your voter base is by just punching everyone in the face.
I apologize to folks listening if you heard me chuckle when Ben said, you know, Donald Trump's closing argument is, if you're different, you don't pretend to pray like I do or look like I do or have $1 billion, I hate you. I mean, I laugh because that seemed to be the message coming from the garden on Sunday. I've got two really quick cuts for you, Ben, that I wanted to get your reaction to. Not reported a whole lot, mainly because the focus has been on that truly abhorrent comedic set, if you can even call that comedy. Let's start with cut 13. This is Stephen Miller.
The cartels are gone. The criminal migrants are gone. The gangs are gone. America is for Americans and Americans only.
Fascinating. And then this cut, this is cut 23, Carty. This is Howard Lutnick. He's the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald and co-chair of Trump's transition team. Take a listen.
So the first thing, we must elect Donald J. Trump president, because we must crush jihad.
There's so many weird moments. Those two stuck out to me because the strain of nativism, I mean, this is why the analogies to fascists are made. It's nativism layered with racism, right, to otherize a group of people and to consolidate power around a pseudo-populist message. And then this idea, you vote for Trump because you need to crush jihad. I don't even know how that tracks, like how to put all of this together. Your reactions, Ben?
It just makes me want to either throw up or put my fist through the wall.
Yeah.
You know, jihad means like striving or doing your utmost, struggling with yourself against sin. And it can mean struggle more broadly. But for any... you know, any Muslim person who's listening to this, it sounds like he's declaring war on, you know, a billion people, including many million Americans. And the first one, the Stephen Miller talking about America is only for Americans, that literally is the Ku Klux Klan creed. I retweeted a Ku Klux Klan booklet called America for Americans that lays this out. This is, you know, JFK wrote the book, A Nation of Immigrants. And either you're Native American, your ancestors arrived here enslaved, or you were an immigrant who voluntarily came. Those are the three options. And I don't think that Stephen Miller is talking about Native Americans in that speech. it's a profoundly anti-American idea, just profoundly. So it is inimical to the core idea of what this country is about, what the Statue of Liberty is about, what our flag represents, out of many one, what is on our coins. The idea of America is that we can be a country where if you're dedicated to the American ideals, that you can be a part of this country, no matter how or whether you pray or what you look like or where your parents were born. That is the vision here. And they're trying to attack America at its root. And those kind of are the stakes. They laid it out for us. And for everyone who's thinking about how many friends to recruit to vote in the final stretch of this election, think about whether you want those folks from that stage running this country starting in January, or whether you think we should be the land of the free.
Yes, give me your poor, your weak, your huddled masses yearning to be free. But America is for Americans and Americans only. Thank you, Stephen Miller. Truly disgusting rhetoric. Very briefly, we got just a couple minutes left, Ben. What do you expect to hear from Vice President Harris, both in terms of, is it going to be some clear policies that she's going to talk about? Is it more about some of these bigger ideals and our shared values? Is she trying to appear presidential, or is it like D, all of the above? What do you expect to hear this evening?
My best guess would be D. She's in the ellipse. She's at the place where Trump gave his Stop the Steal speech, where he tried to overturn American democracy, tried to essentially shred the flag, where his supporters were using American flagpoles to beat up law enforcement officers to try to overturn a free and fair election in this country and end the American experiment. And I think she's going to lay out the stakes. And those stakes, you know, having a democracy is what allows us to ensure that the government is actually looking out for working people. Having a democracy is at the root of being able to protect freedoms for everyone, so that if people try to rip away freedoms, you can throw them out of office. So these are intimately interlinked, totally intertwined. And I think she's going to lay out some version of that, and I hope we heed her call.
As do I. Thanks so much, folks. That's Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Up next, we'll be joined by former Lieutenant Governor and Senate candidate Mandela Barnes. I'm going to ask his reaction to the racist rhetoric and the point that we're at. And I'm going to ask him to make his case to the handful of undecideds and swing voters still out there. We come back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
She's on fire.